ask you about the names for a few parts of the body.
Okay.
Part right up here.
Forehead.
And this is all my
hair.
If I let it grow out, I'm growing
a beard.
And this is my
ear, earlobe.
Which ear is this?
That's just the ear, and then the bottom is, I'd say, the earlobe and just the ear.
I've got two. The one on this side is my...
Oh, your left ear. And your right ear.
And this is my...
Lips. Mouth.
Yeah. And talk about the back of your...
skull or back of your head.
Or something will break there.
Neck.
And this is my...
throat.
And this thing that...
Adam's apple.
Have you ever heard of that called anything else?
Besides the larynx, probably, but not anything that comes to mind.
Ever heard it called the goozle?
Goozle, yeah, I have heard it called the goozle.
Who would be likely to say that? Some type of person more likely to say it?
I can remember when I was a little bitty kid that my mother or father, I think it was mostly my mother, would say, I'm going to get you in the goozle.
I heard one old fellow tell me he'd call it just go fetch it. All of these are my
teeth.
Just singular is
tooth.
And this fleshy part.
Oh, the gums?
And this is my
hand.
And I have two
hands.
This part right here.
The palm.
And I make a
fist.
And I have two
fists.
Sometimes when people get old, they complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
And the upper part of your body is your
chest.
And these are your
shoulders.
And this is my left
leg.
That's my left
foot.
And I have two
feet.
What about this part right here? What do you call that?
Shin.
What about this part? Oh, I might as well demonstrate. This part right here, you've heard people say they squat down on their
haunches.
Haunches.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard any other expression than squat down?
Are you talking about hunkering?
Yeah.
Well, the only reason I know anything about hunkering is because there was a big college, nationwide college contest in what they call hunkering, and I think it was in the 60s. I don't remember just when it was, but that was how I know about hunkering.
What did it involve?
Just squatting on your leg.
It was a contest?
I did. You're not familiar with that?
No.
Oh, it was nationwide. It just, I guess it was during the 60s, I'm sure, because I believe it was right after we moved back from Hawaii. And they had, Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of them carried it, and college students, and they say originated at the University of Arkansas. But it just spread all over the country, and they would get down like this and see how long they could stay that way, and they called it hunkering.
That's something. When was this going on? Did you say in the
60s? I think.
Mm-hmm. They didn't duck walk or anything, they just squatted there.
I think that's what they did. I never saw anyone actually do it. I just saw a picture of it. And it was like, I guess, like swallowing goldfish or something. It was just a big rage.
I wonder what the record was or the winner.
I don't know. Somebody really hunkered for a long time. But I had never heard that expression until then.
Huh. Well, let's see. If somebody's been sick for a while, you might say, well, so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little...
peaked.
Heard anything else for that?
A little pale, a little weak, that's sort of the thing. I was just trying to think of an expression. I can't think of any other expression.
You ever heard puny?
Puny, right. A little puny.
Say somebody who, say a man who's real athletic and muscular and can lift heavy weights, you say he's a real...
well built.
Or...